Congress in the year 2000 ordered the Small Business Administration to create this program, which would allow contracting officers at agencies government-wide to reserve work for female-owned small firms.
Just one, now, you said back in 2000, they
that
said.
That was in 2000. So now, 12 years later, the set-aside program just went into effect last year. So what we did is we looked at procurement data, which is available online for the first 6 months of the program. That's April 2011 through September of the same year. And what we found is that government-wide, agencies had awarded about $21 million to about 150 companies through the program. That is, as you said, it's less than it costs the government to build one Reaper drone. So lawmakers and former procurement officials and business advocates that we talked to, they're all saying that it's really not enough.
So that raises two questions. I mean, first of all, why did it take 11 years for the program to get off and running? And I guess there were problems with it, but did you see any of those problems after it in fact happened, after it did get off and running?
Well, the reason why it's stalled is not incredibly clear. The Small Business Administration says that they've been working on it for a long time. Many of the advocates we had talked to who were criticizing the program actually helped it go into place, but apparently it took a really long time. In terms of how it's working now, it's a really small amount of money to not a lot of companies, and that could be a symptom of a slow start. Remember that last year was a difficult budget year. It could reflect special rules on the program that cap awards at $6.5 million for manufacturing contracts and $4 million for services contracts, or it could reflect more aggressive competition over contracts as the revenue pool has been shrinking for small businesses and, to an extent, to contractors overall. We really wanted the Small Business Administration to tell us why this was having such a slow start. We gave them background on what we had found. We asked very specific questions, including how many SBA employees are dedicated full-time to working on the program. And an SBA spokeswoman told us that the agency was unable to comment on fiscal 2011 data because the agency had not released its small business goaling report and procurement scorecard. We were a little bit surprised by this because SBA has commented on 2011 data in the past. Also, we're nearing the fourth quarter of the 2012 fiscal year, so we wondered why 2011 would be off limits.
Now, in the past year, of course, I think the SBA has ruled in conjunction with some court rulings that there is no single category of the disadvantaged. There's 8As, there's minority-owned, there's female-owned, there's service-disabled veterans, and none of them, I think, get preference anymore over as long as the 23% is made for those businesses as a class. So is it possible that women-owned businesses are getting their fair share but not through this particular program?
No, that is not what's happening. Although last year marked the first year of this set-aside, contracts to women-owned small firms overall dipped last year for the first time in more than a decade. Agencies awarded women-owned small businesses about $17 billion last year. Obviously, most of that was not through the new set-aside program. That was a 4% drop from about $18 billion the previous year. The background behind all of this is that the government set a goal in 1994 of awarding at least 5% of total value of eligible contracts, which doesn't include some wartime contracts, for example, to women-owned small businesses. The government has never met that goal. And also, to add on to that, the 23% goal has been missed every year for the past decade. So this program not only is not really working the way that it's supposed to, but also contracts to small businesses seem to be in jeopardy.
Yeah, they always seem to make not 23%, but 22.7 or 22.8, which is kind of suspiciously close. It does make you wonder. And so what is the reason for this, do you think, that women are not getting the share that they are legally mandated to get?
It's really hard to say why women wouldn't be getting more contracts. In the past, we've done a lot of reporting on women-owned small businesses, and some of them have said that they think that there are some prejudice from contracting officers who not so much that they are prejudiced against women, but against new contractors that are trying to break into the federal market. We've also heard from women who own contracting companies that sometimes sometimes there's some suspicion that they don't really own their company, which is another complicating factor. But you know, the big reasons are probably the economy and also budget cuts.
We're speaking with Danielle Ivory, who's a reporter for Bloomberg Government. So tell us why other programs to help minority businesses gain federal contracts have been more successful than this one.
Well, it's not totally clear why some set-asides would be doing better than others. I mean, remember, this is the first year of this women-owned small business set-aside, so it's probably not going to do as well as the veteran-owned small business set-aside or the 8A set-aside program, which is which gears contracts towards socially and economically disadvantaged small businesses. But I mean, it's really difficult to tell why one would be doing better than another without some sort of clue from SBA. And as I said, they were not interested in commenting on the story.
Well, and as you write in your article on this, which is very thorough, there are some lawmakers who are suggesting that actually the program should be revised. I guess they're not waiting for the full analysis from SBA. Tell us about what could happen to the program.
Well, that's right. So Senator Olympia Snowe has reintroduced legislation to eliminate caps on the contract. Basically, the contracts are capped at $6.5 million for manufacturing and $4 million for services. Now, keep in mind that when we did this analysis, that there were only three companies that actually got more than $1 million in contracts, and only one of those companies got more than $2 million, and it was under $3 million. So they're really not coming close to the caps. So that may help, but it doesn't seem like something that will completely solve this problem.
And probably, I'm imagining, it would take to figure this out, you'd have to take a look at the companies themselves and find out how big they are and what kinds of services they offer to see if they're in the running for $5, $6, $7 million contracts.
Sure, and it's also important to look at where these companies are located as well. What we found is that businesses that were doing work in only eight congressional districts, including about half that were very close to Washington, won more than half of the set-asides last year. So there's also possibly a concern that these contracts are not really getting spread throughout the United States, that they're staying quite close to home, if you think of D.C. as being the capital of contracting.
Now, there's a couple of big GWACs, government-wide acquisition contracts, that are specifically for small businesses. Have you looked at how many of the contract winners under those, like, say, Alliance Small Business at GSA, are women-owned?
We haven't done that analysis, but it's something that we'll be looking into. We've been trying to focus a lot on GWACs and also multiple award contracts,
because that could be a clue to where women could get more business, but they have to be on those contracts in the first place.
Of course, you have to. You basically have to win to get a ticket to the dance, right?
That's a good way to put it.
Just one quick question. You had mentioned that the SBA wasn't really commenting. They're waiting to release a Golling report. Any
right.
idea of when that is coming out?
We asked. We were told that it would be this summer, which I don't know exactly what that means. It seems quite late in the year to be releasing a Golling report. One former procurement official that we talked to had commented that that's a little bit like getting your grades, you know, after you've already started the year. So you don't really have a way to fix the problems before the next year's Golling report. I mean, we're almost at the end of 2012.